弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴，我们在主日，我们再一次的相聚来敬拜神。
We're glad to see everyone coming here on the Lord's Day that we came here to worship Him.
每一个星期啊，我们很多弟兄姐妹都要星期六来到教会，来帮助预备我们的场地。
Since we're gathering in the gym every Saturday, we have brothers and sisters coming here helping us to set up.
而且我们不但有现在在教会的聚会，也有在 Zoom 上网上的聚会同时进行。
In every Sunday service, we've been having hybrid service, both here in person and also on Zoom.
所以呢，每一次都给我们的同工带来很多的挑战。
So there are actually many challenges presented to our leaders.
所以我们很感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹在主里面美好的信心。
So we give thanks to the Lord for the faith that we have in the Lord.
不论是在教会还是在网上聚会，我们都要坚持在一起的敬拜神。
So no matter online or hybrid or in person, we stay together to come here every week to worship God.
今天呢，我们就继续来看亚伯拉罕的故事。
Today we'll continue our study on Abraham's story.
我们来看看亚伯拉罕的故事给我们什么样信心的功课。
We're going to look into Abraham's story and see how this gives us inspiration.
华尔街呢有一个大亨啊，他的名字叫 Bernie Madoff.
There's a successful man, his name is Bernie Madoff in Wall Street.
那大家都知道他因为这个在投资上的诈骗的话，他就是已经被抓起来被判刑哈。
And he was arrested and put into the jail for fraud.
因为他在华尔街做得非常成功的。
Because he was very successful man.
所以很多人都信任他，就把钱呢交给他去做投资。
So people trust him and entrust their money to him for investment.
结果他把这个钱呢全部就挪用了。
But he used people's money.
那么这种欺骗术啊，实际上有一个特别的名词的，叫庞氏诈骗啊。
And this pattern of fraud is actually called Ponzi scheme.
而且这种呢，在这个现在啊，也依然存在着哈。
And there are still cases of Ponzi scheme even now.
其实这个诈骗的手术并不是很高明的。
Actually, the scheme is not very sophisticated.
但是就是很奇怪，每次。都会有人上当受骗。
But it's puzzling that every single time there are some people who got deceived.
所以在台湾也发生过这样的诈骗的事件哈。
And in Taiwan, there are also this fraud group.
所以这一批人的话呢，他们其实没有受过很好的教育。
Those are a group of people who are actually not very educated.
他只是说你把投资钱给我，我给你很高的回报。
They're just tell people that there are very high return of investment.
那么果然，他在前面他真的会把很高的回报给你哈。
And initially, they will return relatively high investment.
甚至包括很多很聪明的人，他们很这个很有知识的人，就发现哎呀，这个回报很好，就把钱交给他去投资。
So even those who are educated and knowledgeable.Believed in those people and give them more money.
而且呢，他们就把亲戚朋友那儿也是借了钱来也去投资。
And they will also rally their family and friends to put in more money.
所以不少的人就上当受骗。
So many people are actually deceived.
其实我们每个人可能都有类似的经历哈。
And maybe every one of us have similar experience.
就是当我们被人家骗的时候，我们知道，哎呀，下一次我们就要小心，不能轻易的相信别人。
When we are deceived, we know next time we'll be more cautious to not be deceived again.
所以对于基督教的信仰，我们常常也会这样。
And it's a similar way for Christian belief.
那我们邀请大家相信耶稣基督哈。
We preach gospel, invite people to believe in Jesus.
可能很多的时候，尤其是我们从中国来，我们都会受到共产主义的那些信仰的影响哈。
And those of us who come from mainland China, we have those impact of communism.
所以我们说受过一次骗的话，这一次就要特别小心哈。
So we've been deceived once by the communism, and we'll be careful not to be deceived again.
那么基督教信仰的核心也是让你说你要相信。
And the core, the foundation of Christianity is also to, for you to believe.
那么有人以为相信就是相信一些虚无缥缈的东西。
And some people think that faith means believing in something vague or uncertain.
或者有人说这些是无法证实的东西。
Or believing something that cannot be proved.
所以围绕着信心这个话题呢，我想不但一般的人有误解。
So speaking of faith, not only just everyone has some misunderstanding.
就是基督徒也会有一些误解。
Even Christians have misunderstandings.
那么我们真正的信心到底是什么呢？
So what is true faith?
我们今天就借着亚伯拉罕的故事来思想这个问题。
So let's meditate on faith through Abraham's story.
所以我们今天的正道的题目就叫无伪的信心。
So today's sermon is genuine faith.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经创世纪第十五章。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪第十五章第一节到第二十一节。
Verse 1 to 21.
创世纪第十五章，我们来看第一节到第十二节。我来读中文，然后 Rachel 会来读英文。
Pastor will read in Chinese and I'll read in English.
这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的后盾，必大大的赏赐你。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward.
亚伯兰说：主耶和华呀，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
亚伯兰又说：你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Then Abram said, Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, the one born in my house is my heir.
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.
于是领他走到外面说，你向天观看，数算众星，你能数算得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的乌尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur, the Chaldeans, to give you this land to inherit it.
亚伯兰说，主耶和华呀，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？
And he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it?
他说，你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。
So he said to him, Bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
亚伯兰就取了这些来，每样劈开分成两半，一半对着一半的摆列，只是鸟没有劈开。
Then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the birds in two.
有鸷鸟下来，落在那死处的肉上，亚伯兰就把它吓飞了。
And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away.
日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉地睡了，忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。
Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。
Then he said to Abram, Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years.
并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward they shall come out with great possessions.
但你要享大寿数，平平安安地归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。
Now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace, and you shall be buried at a good old age.
到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
But in the fourth generation, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete.
日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。
And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces.
当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地。
On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river of Euphrates.
就是基尼人、基尼喜人、亚摩尼人、赫人、比利喜人、利伐因人、亚摩利人、迦南人、哥加撒人、耶布斯人之地。
The Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kedomites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
大家都记住这些名字了没有？
Do you remember those names?
太多了哈，有些名字大概只有圣经里面，只有这里面有提到，其他地方都没有提到的哈。
Some of those names might only be mentioned once here.
但都是这些人当时住在迦南地的这个地方的人。
But all those people were living in the land of Canaan.
所以亚伯拉罕说，这地方都住满了人，你怎么说把这地要赐给我呢？
So Abraham wondered, this land is full of people. How come you give this land to me?
所以神的回答是，时间要到的话，事情必然会成就。
And the Lord answered him, when the time has come, it will be fulfilled.
所以创世纪第十五章是非常重要的一章经文哈。
So Genesis chapter 5 is a very important passage.
那么这里记载的是上帝与亚伯拉罕立约啊。
And the scripture records that God made a covenant with Abraham.
可以说是在亚伯拉罕的整个故事当中，它是一个转折点。
This is a turning point in Abraham's story.
因为在这个故事之前的话，亚伯拉罕的故事整个是围绕着土地来展开的。
Before this point, the story of Abraham revolved around the land.
所以亚伯拉罕学到一个教训。
So Abraham learned a lesson.
他说上帝的这个祝福是与迦南地息息相关的。
That God's blessing to him is closely related to the land of Canaan.
所以他不能离开迦南地的。
So Abraham cannot leave the promised land.
因为这是应许之地。
Because this is promised.
那么在这个故事之后的话，整个的故事是围绕着后裔这个主题来展开的。
But after this event, the story of Abraham revolves around descendants.
那么，因为亚伯拉罕一直没有后裔，哈。
Because Abraham is childless.
所以呢，土地在这一个经文里面出现过五次，哈。
So the word land appeared 5 times in this passage.
那么后裔呢，在这段经文里出现8次。
And descendants, the word appeared 8 times.
所以这个土地跟后裔实际上就是上帝给亚伯拉罕祝福的一个核心。
So land and descendants are the core of God's blessing to Abraham.
所以这段经文大概可以分成三段，哈。
So the scripture can be divided into 3 parts.
那么第一节到第六节呢，是上帝重申了他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Verse 1 to 6, God reiterated his promise to Abraham.
那么第七节到第十二节呢，这是上帝给了亚伯拉罕的确据。
Verse 7 to 12, God gives assurance and proof to Abraham.
因为他让亚伯拉罕预备这些动物的目的是要什么？是要立约的。
Because he asked Abraham to prepare all those sacrifices for the covenant.
这是完全按照当时古代近东的习俗来进行的。
And this is exactly according to the Near Eastern their customs and rituals.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，上帝为了要使亚伯拉罕确信的话，他采取亚伯拉罕可以理解的方式来向他说明，我给你的应许是确实的。
So God uses the way that Abraham can understand according to their customs to ensure that the promise will be fulfilled for him.
那么第十三节到第二十一节，这是上帝对未来的一个预言。
So verse 13 to 21, God prophesied what will happen in the future.
那么这一章挺长的，二十一节，对不对？
Quite a long chapter here, total have 21 verses.
有一节核心的经文。
There is one key verse.
大家有没有找到？
Did you find it?
非常熟悉的，这段经文就在第六节。
And it's in verse 6.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
这个是作者所做出的评论。
This is a comment given by the author.
也是我们信仰的一个核心哈。
This is also the key of our faith.
因为我们知道新约圣经里曾经三次引用了这些经文。
This verse is cited three times in the New Testament.
所以我们来想，亚伯兰信耶和华，他信的是什么呢？
So Abraham believed in God. What he believed?
他的信心是怎么样体现出来的？
How was Abraham's faith reflected?
其实我们从上下文就可以知道，说亚伯拉罕相信的是什么？相信的是上帝的应许。
From the context, we know that Abraham believed in the promise of God.
他不但相信上帝可以做到，
Not only he believed that God can do it,
他更是相信上帝必定会做到。
He also believed that God will do it.
尽管当时的这个条件跟环境显明说这个好像是很困难的事情。
Even under the circumstances and conditions at that time indicated that for this promise to become true, it's almost impossible.
但是亚伯拉罕始终不渝地坚信上帝必然会实现他的承诺。
But Abraham believed in God's promise with steadfast faith.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
This was Abraham's faith.
所以信心呢，不是盲从。
So we can see, faith is not blind obedience.
所以信心有一个对象。
It has an object.
这个对象就是上帝的应许。
Which is God's promise.
而上帝的应许为什么可以值得相信？那是以上帝的品格和上帝的权柄作为保证。
And God's promise is trustworthy because it is guaranteed by God's character and authority.
那么自从去年这个新冠的瘟疫在全球流行以来哈
Since the outbreak of the COVID-19 last year,
我们听到了很多不同各种各样的信心。
We've heard many different types of faiths.
有些事情居然也会发生到一些教会哈。
And some strange things even occurred in church.
那么有些教会他们说我相信神会保护我们。
Some churches claim that they believe that God will protect them.
所以他们不需要戴口罩。
So they don't need to wear masks.
也不需要有这个社交的距离。
They don't need to have social distancing.
然后他们相信他们绝对不会感染新冠病毒的。
They believe that they will never contract COVID-19.
我们的问题就是这个信心从哪里而来？
The question is, where did this type of faith come from?
上帝是不是有这样应许我们？
Did God promise you?
那么后来我们就发现，那这些教会很多，就是因为很多人感染新冠的话，就出了很多的问题。
There it turned out many people in this church actually was affected by COVID-19.
所以有些时候我们宣称有信心的时候，我们要知道我们的信心是不是基于神给我们的应许。
So when we claim that we have faith, we better do a checkup Is our faith based on God's promise?
所以基督徒的信心跟亚伯拉罕的信心呢，是具有相同的性质。
So the faith of Christians should be the same as Abraham's faith by its nature.
我们的信心是以应许为根基的。
Our faith should be based on promise.
那么是以神的同在的经历为依据。
It's also according to our experience of God's presence.
那么对于亚伯拉罕来说，当年他是如此，对于我们今天来说也是如此。
This is true for Abraham, and it should still be the case for Christians today.
也许这个应许在现在看来几乎是不可能的事情。
This promise seems to be impossible today.
那么在上帝所预定的时间必然会成就。
But it will surely be fulfilled at God's timing.
也许我们现在看不见、摸不着、也想不通。
Although the promise is now invisible, intangible, and we can't even fathom.
但是因为神的给我们的应许，我们相信神的应许就不会落空。
But because of God's promise, so we believe it will be fulfilled.
所以这就是信心。
This is faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们信心的根基在哪里。
So brother and sister, we have to know the foundation of our faith.
那么才不会摇来摆去。
So that we won't be shakeable.
那我认识一位姐妹呢，她一直是非常的对这些个基督教的神学和末世论的东西很感兴趣。
I know a sister who is very interested in theology and 末世论。
Eschatology. 那么她就是常常有各种这方面的问题哈。
So she has many questions about those topics.
那么后来她有一次好长时间没有见到她，再次见到她的时候，我发现她已经换了一个教会。
So I haven't seen her for a while, and then I noticed that she switched to another church.
一个教会是一个韩国人开的教会。
A Korean church.
然后她就会跟我说，她说：“陈牧师，你知道吗？耶稣基督已经再来了。”
And she told me, Pastor, do you know Jesus has already returned?
我说 ：“Really？” 她说：“就是在我们的那个教会里，那个牧师他就是宣称他是基督的化身，他已经再来了。
And I said, really? And she said, yeah, it's the pastor in our church.
因为他说，他觉得他讲的那些东西最能够符合他的这种神学的追求，决定他就加入那个教会啊。
Because the sermon, the preachings this pastor was doing actually fits what she had in her mind.
所以呢，他就去参加了一个这样异端的一个教会啊。
So, she joined this heresy church.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个世界上有很多的事情，很多的人让我们相信一些东西啊。
So, brother and sister, in this world, there are so many people want us to believe in something.
但是我们要知道，我们的信心是在基督给我们的应许之上。
But we have to know that our faith is based on the promise from Jesus Christ.
那么这是不是说我们信心就证明我们毫无疑问呢？
Does that mean that we shouldn't have any doubts or questions?
有的时候我们做基督徒，我们发现我们很害怕，我们有疑问哈。
Sometimes as Christians, we are afraid to ask questions.
你更不敢去问牧师哈。
We don't even dare to ask.
人牧师说啊，你已经信主了那么久，你还有问题？
So that the pastor will say, wow, you've been Christian for so long, how come you still have those questions?
啊，你是不是没有得救啊？我们赶快就害怕哈，
不敢
敢问问题的哈。哎，我遇到一个弟兄的话，他就很敢问问题哈。
I know a brother, he is very brave, to ask many questions.
他时不时就跑来问我问题哈。
He come to me with many questions.
因为他刚刚信主不久，他看到新闻里面讲到什么进化论，发现了某些骨头之类的，他就跑来问陈牧师：“你看，又发现了一个，这个东西怎么样？”
He saw in the news that the evolution they found more bones, less evidence. So he just came to ask me what is my thought.
然后我就跟他解释：“哦，这个是新闻里面讲的东西是怎么样。”
And then I start to explain what is the real information.
然后他没有问题，他走了。过两天他又跑回来哈。
So he was satisfied. He's gone. But then a few days later he came back.
他说陈牧师又发现了一些骨头什么之类的哈。
He said, Pastor Chen, they discovered more bones.
所以他整个的信心是几乎建立在什么？建立在这个进化论的证据上哈。
So his belief is actually based on the evidence of evolution.
那么有的时候我们要知道，圣经里讲到创造这些进化的东西，是没有给我们很多细节的东西，很多东西我们不知道的。
So there are lots of details and answers that actually they're not in the Bible.
所以摩西的时代那个人读的东西，跟我们现在读的东西是一样的。
People in Moses' time and people of our age are reading the same Bible.
但是那个时候人对这个理解跟我们现在人对他的理解完全不一样。
But our understanding about so many things like evolution is so different.
所以啊，我们有信心呢，不代表我们就没有问题。
So we have faith doesn't mean that we don't have any questions or doubts.
关于创造进化，我们有很多的问题哈。
About creation, about evolution, we do have questions.
但是没有关系，信心的对立面不是问题。
But it's okay, because the opposite of faith is not question or doubt.
信心的对立面是什么？
What is the opposite of faith?
是惧怕。
It is fear.
当我们有惧怕的时候，你就没有信心了。
When we are fearful,
不是说信心你就没有问题。
You don't have faith.
你看我们在这段经文里，亚伯拉罕问了神两个问题。
In this passage, Abraham asked God two questions.
所以当亚伯拉罕提问的时候呢，上帝没有说你不嘴，不许你发问。
So when Abraham asked these two questions, God didn't say hush, no question.
相反，第一节。上帝跟亚伯拉罕说的是，亚伯拉罕怎么？亚伯兰，你不要惧怕。
The first word God said to Abraham was, "Do not be afraid."
我们来看亚伯拉罕问的神的两个问题哈。
Let's look at the two questions Abraham asked.
第一个问题就是关于后裔的问题哈。
The first question was about descendants.
说我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？
He said, I have no child. What are you giving to me?
其实这话是很有道理的哈。
He has his point.
上帝给亚伯拉罕的应许，其实他如果没有后裔的话，没有儿子的话，所有的一切都是空的。
If Abraham had no son, all of God's promises wouldn't come true.
那么第二个问题的话是在我们看在第八节。
The second question Abraham asked is in verse 8.
这是关于土地的问题。
It's about land.
那么他说，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？
He asked, how can I know that I will gain possession of this land?
所以两个问题，一个是关于后裔，一个是关于土地。我说了，这是上帝给亚伯拉罕应许的核心。
So like we said, land and descendants are the core of God's blessings and promise to Abraham.
那对第一个问题的话，其实他就亚伯拉罕自己有想法推测，哦，或许是这样哈。
And for the first question, Abraham has his own theory.
所以第二节他就说，那并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
In verse 2, Abraham said, Eliezer of Damascus will inherit my possession.
大家注意到这里就没有再提到罗德了。
Note that Lot is not mentioned here.
因为显然这个罗德已经不在考虑范围之内了。
Obviously, Lot is no longer considered as an heir.
因为他没有任何亲属的话，按照当时的这个习俗，哈，古代近宗习俗，那么生在他家里的这个仆人是可以成为他的继承人的。
So according to ancient Near East customs, the servants who were born at his landlord's home can inherit their property.
所以有人认为啊，你知道这个以利以谢啊。就是亚伯拉罕那个忠心的老仆人哈。
So some people believe that Eliezer was Abraham's loyal servant.
那么在第二十四章的时候，我们知道亚伯拉罕派他去怎么样？去亚伯拉罕家乡家族的那个地方去给他儿子娶媳妇哈。
So this is a servant who went to Abraham's family to find a wife for Isaac.
那里面没有讲到这个老仆人的名字，有人推测是这样。
But in chapter 24, it didn't say what's the name of this servant.
但是上帝非常的清楚跟亚伯拉罕说，只有从你出生的，才能是继承这个应许的人。
But God clearly said to Abraham, only an heir, a son come from you will be your heir.
那么接下来，在回答 亚伯拉罕的第二个问题的是上帝要决定跟他立约。
And then we come back to the second question. That's when where God decided to make a covenant with Abraham.
那么上帝跟亚伯拉罕的这个故事呢，这里面第一次出现了盟约的这个词。
The word covenant appeared for the first time in the story of Abraham.
虽然第十二章上帝也给过亚伯拉罕应许，给过他命令，但是没有立约的方式。
Although in chapter 12, God gave blessings and promises with to Abraham, but it didn't mention covenant.
就这里呢，神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
But here, God made a covenant with Abraham.
那么我以前讲过，这个立约的方式本来是双方要从那个已经死了切成两半的那个动物当中走过的哈。
I shared before that making a covenant means both parties of this covenant has to walk through those animals that were cut in two pieces.
但是这里没有，亚伯拉罕没有走，只有上帝从那里走过。
But here in this covenant with Abraham, only God has walked through those pieces.
所以上帝单方面的向亚伯拉罕承诺，我必会事守我的诺言。
So God actually promised to Abraham that he will keep and fulfill his promise.
所以当亚伯拉罕知道说，想起来神这样为他做过立约的记号的时候，他就知道神必会应许成就。
So whenever Abraham was reminded of his covenant, he knew that God will fulfill his promise.
那么对我们基督徒来讲，是上帝将所有的福气都在耶稣基督里预备给我们了。
So for us as Christians, God has provided all blessings and promises for us in His Son Jesus Christ.
我们可能会问，这些会将来确实会发生吗？
We may ask, are these true?
我们怎么知道会确实发生呢？
How do I know that I can claim these promises?
那我们就看到耶稣基督的十字架。
And we see Jesus in his cross.
那个就是上帝与我们立约的记号。
That is the sign of God's covenant with us.
所以我们就知道上帝必然会成就他所有的应许。
So we know that God will fulfill his promise.
那我们今天就要领用圣餐哈。
We're going to have communion today.
那么圣餐就是再一次提醒我们。
And the communion is also a reminder for us.
神已经应许我们了。
God has already promised us.
将来必然会成就他给我们的应许。
And his promise will be fulfilled in the future.
由此可见，你看信心的依据啊，是根据上帝所给我们的应许。
So we, therefore, the faith is based on God's promise.
所以这并不意味着说我们所有的问题都有了答案啊。
It doesn't mean that we have all the answers to all questions.
如果所有的问题都有了答案的话，你就不需要信心了。
If we have all the answers, we don't need faith.
其实有问题并不可怕啊。
It is okay to have questions.
但是只要相信，而不是怀疑，更不是惧怕。
But just don't be afraid, just believe.
所以我们应当信心满满的去仰望神。
So we should look up to God with a solid, steadfast faith.
我认识一个牧师，他住在 Pennsylvania 哈。
I know a pastor who lives in Pennsylvania.
宾夕法尼亚州。那么他很有一个特别的恩赐哈。
He has a gift.
他有问题他就问神的。
Whenever he has a question, he will ask directly to God.
他读圣经，他读到这个耶稣的生平，他就有个问题。
Will he read in the Bible about Jesus? He had a question.
他就知道说，哎呀，这个耶稣的父亲呢，这个约瑟去世的时候，不知道耶稣多大，好像没有圣经里没有讲。
He asked. The Bible didn't tell us how old was Jesus when Joseph, his earthly father, passed away.
所以他就在祷告中，他就求问神说，到底耶稣那个时候有多大呀？
So he prayed this question to God, asking, "How old was Jesus when Joseph passed away?"
神给他很多特别的恩赐哈，神真的回答他哈。
God answered him.
所以神跟他说，耶稣的当时十四岁。
That Jesus was 14.
是不是确实我不知道，我还可能还有问题，但是 将来你会知道的哈。
Whether or not it's true, or there will be more questions, we will know one day.
所以你不要担心，你有问题，有问题可以问嘛。
So it's okay to have questions, just ask.
我保证你，我不知道所有的答案。
I can guarantee that I don't have all the answers.
但是神总有答案。
But God does.
所以，但是不要这些问题去影响你的信心。
But don't let those questions, impact your faith.
所以，神跟我们有一种亲密的关系哈。
God has a close relationship with us.
他不是怕我们问问题哈。
He's not afraid of questions.
他也不会，烦我们去问他问题。
He's not annoyed by our questions.
所以我们要知道，神给我们的信心在哪里。
So we have to know where is the faith come from.
美国有个很著名的牧师，他叫 James Dobson 哈。
There's an American pastor called James Dobson.
那他的这个曾祖父的话，就是个很好的基督徒啊。
His great grandfather is also a Christian.
那他曾讲过故事，他曾祖父非常希望说，他的孩子们将来都可以信主。
His great grandfather has a hope that all his descendants, his children, grandkids can become Christians.
这个事情是他自己没有办法确定的，对不对
？This thing he cannot control.
所以他就跟神求说：“神呐、啊，求你。”让我的后代这一代那一代他们都信主、啊、都成为、啊、基督徒、啊、
So he prayed that Lord please make my kids, my grandkids, my great grandkids, they can all be good Christians.
他祷告了好多年
He prayed for years.
直到有一次神跟他确认、啊、
Until one day God confirmed with him.
他说神跟他确认说从你往下数四代你的孩子们后代都会是、敬虔的人。
God confirmed that from you until fourth generation of your descendants, they will be Christians.
这四代正好到 James Dobson 这一代哈。
And that is James Dobson is the fourth generation.
他们每一代都有传道人。
Every generation, they have pastors.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，我们可以来到神的面前去求问、去求告的哈。
So, brother and sister, you see that when we have questions, we can come before the Lord and ask.
所以啊，信心是不是说你没有问题哈
？So faith doesn't mean you don't have any questions.
也不代表你都所有答案我们都有了。
It doesn't mean that you have all the answers.
那最后一个疑问的话，有人疑问就是说，这个信心的话，就是说你相信就好了。信心是不是你什么都不用做了？
The last misunderstanding is that having faith means I don't need to do anything.
那么，其实这个是和大多数人的这个观念啊，是相反的哈。
But just to the opposite of people's misunderstanding.
那么啊、以前有一个学生哈，他在大学里读书，有人向他传福音哈。
There was a student who was in the college, and someone witnessed the gospel to him.
那么他呢就，听了福音，他就说：“哎呀，我呀，一直不相信有神存在。”
But he said, "I've never believed in that a God exists."
他说：“那我就在这个他的宿舍哈，他的门口门上，他贴了张条。”
And then he posted a note on his dorm, on the door of his dorm.
他说：“如果有神的话。”让神让他让我相信吧。
If God exists, please help me to believe.
所以我给他七天的时间。
I give you seven days.
既然有这么一个神，他创造天地，什么都管，都万能的，我就是让七天之内他让我相信，那我就相信了。
If there is a God, He created the whole universe, then He must, He can, He will be able to let me believe in Him.
如果七天之内，如果他不能让我相信，我就不信他。
Beyond seven days, I won't believe.
你觉得七天之内会发生什么事情
？What do you think will happen in that seven days?
I'm telling you, nothing going to happen.
什么事也不会发生吗？
对，没有任何事，神不会理睬这样子的。
God won't respond.
所以这个不是信心嘛？啊
，This is not faith.
所以我们没有用信心才可以打动神的。
Only through faith we can see God.
我们再来看这一节经文，圣经说亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Let's look at verse 6 again. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
那么亚伯拉罕的义是怎么来的呢？
So where did Abraham's righteousness come from?
信心又怎么样可以使我们在神面前称义呢？
How can faith make us justified before God?
其实这是一个属灵的奥秘。
In fact, this is a spiritual mystery.
但我们可以试着去来解释去理解。
But we can try to comprehend.
所谓的义，我们放着一个比较通俗的讲法，义就是说我们在上帝的眼中看为是对的事情。
Righteousness is what is right in God's eyes.
这是说在上帝面前有合宜的行为以及有正确的态度。
This includes appropriate behaviors, actions, and correct attitudes before God.
因此上帝因亚伯拉罕的信心，这个信心就表明亚伯拉罕有行动，因信心所产生的行动和因信心在神面前所有的态度。
So God accounted as Abraham's righteousness because Abraham's faith that includes his actions and attitude.
那么尽管亚伯拉罕也不是个完全的人，
although Abraham was not perfect,
但是因为有这个信心的话，神就算作是他的义。
But God counted it as his righteousness because of Abraham's faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，信心是我们讨神喜悦的一个法宝。
So faith becomes the way that we can please God.
并不是其他的一些东西。
No other things.
所以有人常常说哈，说你看这个上帝就是很偏心的哈。
Someone may say God plays favoritism.
他把这信祝福全部都给亚伯拉罕了。
And he gave all the blessings to Abraham.
那剩下没有东西给我们了。
What are left for us?
实际上这是一个错误的观念哈。
This is also a misunderstanding.
因为亚伯拉罕所有的祝福现在怎么样？都在耶稣基督里面，对不对？都在我们信徒的身上。
Because all of the blessings are now in Jesus Christ.
所以这个关键就是说我们在神面前的态度是怎样。
So the key is our attitude before God.
那么裴师母前一阵子在这个祷告会中分享就讲到过，说他领悟到哈，他为什么上帝这么喜欢大卫和亚伯拉罕这些人啊。
Annie shared a while ago in the prayer meeting that God loves David.
所以他领悟说他们在神面前有一个正确的态度。
Because King David, he has a right attitude before God.
这是一个很深刻的理解哈。
This is a very profound understanding.
不是上帝有很多的人可以选择的。
It's not that God has great selections, many people.
所以上帝现在是遍地在寻找合他心意的人。
But God is searching for such people that are after God's own heart.
这样的人呢，不是不可胜数啊。
Those people are not like numerous,
乃是凤毛麟角。
But they are rare.
那么在现今的时代更是如此。
Especially in this generation at this time.
不是上帝不愿意赐福给我们。
It's not that God doesn't want to bless us.
而是我们的容量有限。
It's that we have so limited capacity.
我们承不下上帝的祝福。
We cannot contain the blessings from God.
弟兄姐妹，我们有多大的容量，我们就可以领受多少上帝的祝福。
What is our capacity decides how many blessings we can.
所以平时我们会看到上帝垂听这个人的祷告，好像在那个人的生命中特别的有能力。
So usually we see that oh God listens to someone's prayer or someone has great power from God.
但是我们不晓得背后的原因是什么。
But we don't know the reasons behind it.
这些就是我们在神面前的信心。
This is from their faith in God.
而不是我们在人面前的表现。
It's not about how you react or perform before people.
我们已经习惯了，我们很在意我们在别人面前的表现。
So we're so used to care how we perform, how we look before people.
我们很在意别人怎么样去看我们。
And we care so much what others think of us.
但是更重要的是我们在神面前的信心是怎样。那个是最重要的。
But the key is, what is our attitude, our faith before God?
所以信心不是全然的被动。
So faith is not passive.
乃是我们对上帝应许的一个积极的回应。
It's our active response to God's promise.
所以这些回应的话，就会成为我们一个宝贵的属灵的经历。
And this active response to God's promise become precious spiritual experience.
那么这些经历又反过来会加深怎么样我们对神的信心
？Which will further deepens our faith.
所以当你的信心，所以圣经讲到信心啊，行为，信心，行为，还这两个。不是对立的，不是可以分开的，你知道。
So, in the Bible, it talks about faith and action is inseparable.
所以我们应当信心满满的仰望神。
Look up to God with solid and steadfast faith.
我不知道你们知道不知道郑昌士牧师啊。
Don't know how many of you have heard Pastor 郑昌士。
他的英文名字叫什么？我不知道。郑昌国来过你们当中哈。郑昌国牧师叫 Andrew Chen 是不是？Joseph, OK, 我查不到
Joseph,
我忘记了郑昌士牧师的英文名字是什么。
It's his brother.
Yeah. 那么他有很多很好的属灵的经历的。
Pastor Jen has many good spiritual experience.
所以他有信心要蒙神呼召出来做传道人嘛哈。
He's faithful to respond God's calling for him to be a pastor.
所以他就分享他刚来美国的时候在宾州牧会。
So he shared his experience when he just came to the United States. He pastored a church in Pennsylvania.
当时孩子很小的话，他们生活非常的艰苦。
Their kids were still young.
真的是没有钱去，这个煤气罐的话哈，他就是没有钱去灌一灌煤气哈。
So life was difficult for them. They don't even have the money to refill the gas.
所以呢，每一次他们做饭之前呢，就把那煤气罐摇一摇啊。
Oh, the gas for cooking. So every time when before they want to use the gas to cook, they will shake the container of the gas.
那么他们就可以做一顿饭吃。
So that they can cook another meal.
说这一罐煤气呢，本来是用来用一个月的哈。
So usually a tank of gas can sustain for a month.
结果每一次他就摇一摇，这样让他用两个月。
So he shake and shake every time before he used in that tank of gas lasted for 2 months.
直到他们有了钱去换一个新的煤气
until they had the money,
灌满了新的煤气
until they had the money to refill another tank.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看他有信心去回应神的呼召的。
So Pastor Chen, he had the faith to respond to God's calling.
这个信心不是空的，他是有行为。来回馈这个信心，他出来回应了这个呼召。
So this faith is not empty. It is based on the foundation that he has the faith to respond to God's calling.
那么他这些属灵的经历反过来又加深了怎么样？他的信心，对不对
？And this spiritual experience deepens their faith.
今天我们一起来思想了亚伯拉罕的这个故事哈。
So today we studied the covenant between God and Abraham.
其实我们主要在思想这个第六节，这是核心的经文。
And the key verse is verse 6.
我想大家应该背下来了哈。
I hope that you can memorize it.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abraham believed in the Lord, so he counted it to him as righteousness.
所以这些反思，包括我们来纠正一些个对信心的一些错误的观念哈。
So this study, I hope it can correct some of our misunderstanding about faith.
信心不是说随便相信一个没有证据的东西。
Faith is not believe in something that doesn't have evidence.
信心是以上帝的应许为依据的。
Faith is based on God's promise.
信心。是对上帝应许的一个回应。
It is an active response to God's promises.
所以这个回应就包括说我们有行动，也同时也包括我们在上帝面前有一个正确的态度。
This includes both the right actions and right attitudes before God.
所以我们应当信心满满的来仰望神。
So let's look up to God with full and steadfast faith.
在美国有一个基督徒，他的名字叫 Johnny 哈。
There's a Christian in America called Johnny.
他住在 Maryland 哈，马里兰州。
She lives in Maryland.
那么当他17岁的时候呢，就他去海边去跟他的这个姐姐一起去玩哈。
When she was 17 years old, she went to the beach with her sister to
他呢是非常活跃的，因为他父母都是这个运动员，他也是非常参加这个很多的这个体育的运动。
Both of her parents are play sports, so she was also very active in sports.
所以骑马呀、跳水啊、游泳啊，各种活动她都参加了。
Swimming or diving or riding a horse.
所以那天突然间，她就在海边，她决定要跳水哈。
And then that day, at the beach, she decided to dive into the sea.
但她不知道这个水很浅的，她看不出来啊。
But she didn't know that the water is actually very shallow.
当她跳下去之后，他一下子就碰到了那底。
So when she dived down, she hit the rock on the bottom.
所以他的后背的话，他这个脊椎啊，就受伤了哈。
That broken his her spine.
那么他的姐姐把他救上来就医治，但是医生就告诉他，已经没有办法了，这个没办法医治。
So when she was saved from the water, but the doctor said there's no way to cure.
他不是说从腰底下瘫痪，他是从肩膀底下瘫痪。
So everything under her shoulder is paralyzed.
所以是四肢瘫痪的这种。
So she cannot use any of her limbs.
所以他在这个医院里面躺了整整四年。
She stayed in the hospital for a full 4 years.
这四年呢，真是他连那个轮椅都没有办法坐的。
Can't even sit in the wheelchair.
经过很多次的手术。
Went through many procedures.
他也经历了很多属灵上的挣扎。
Many spiritual struggles.
他有过抑郁。
Went through depression.
他甚至想过自杀。
Even thought about commit suicide.
他也曾经问过神，为什么这事情会发生。
She asked God many times, why did this happen to me?
所以他看到他的同伴、他的朋友，人家高中毕业去了大学，大学毕业人家找了工作，然后也有在结婚，人家有了孩子，他还在医院里面。
When she saw her peers graduate from high school, went to college, had a career, had a family, had kids, but she was stuck.
也就是在这个时候哈、
And at that moment,
也就是说他躺在病床里面，就是有些圣诗和圣歌就常常在他心里面反复的回响。
There, when she was laying in the bed in the hospital, there were hymns, that worship songs that were looping in her head.
所以渐渐的让他开始有信心哈。
So that gradually, she gained some faith.
直到神给他一个确信说，你现在是四肢瘫痪，但是你依然可以有一个美好的生活。
Until to a point, God assured her that although you're paralyzed, you can't even move, you can still have a faithful life.
所以她真的是开始，第一开始是用嘴叼着笔去画画。
So she started to put the pencil to in her mouth to draw.
然后把她的作品可以卖出去哈。
And she started to sell her paintings.
后来开始写作。
Then she started to write.
那么她写了很多本书哈。
She authored many books.
那么这个样的一个残疾人，真是他所过的一生远远比一个健康的人过得更丰富。
Actually, with all those disability and being paralyzed, her life is far richer than many of those who are healthy.
神也使用她的见证激励了很多的人。
Her testimony also inspired many.
那她也成立了一些机构，专门是帮助残疾人的。
She also fundraised for many charity to help those who are disabled.
那么 Joni 她的 last name 是 Tada 哈。
Joni Tada is her name.
那她的丈夫因为是一个日本裔的美国人哈。
Her husband is a Japanese American.
那今年大概也有72岁了。
They were about 72 years old.
那么前两年她两次得了癌症，就是大概在前几年两次有癌症。
She had cancer for twice.
她都挺过来了。
She made it.
那在这个瘟疫流行当中，她感染了新冠也哈。
In the pandemic, she got infected with COVID-19.
她居然也康复过来。
She survived.
所以，弟兄姐妹，你看，一个在神面前有信心的人，上帝是多么样的可以使用他。
So brothers and sisters, see a people with faith, how much the God can use them.
上帝可以使用任何的人。
God can use any one of us.
但是当我们信心满满的时候，
But when we have a full and solid faith,
也就是说当我们去不断地扩展我们的容量的时候，
When we expand our capacity,
上帝就会大大的使我们。
God will fulfill us and use us.
所以我们应当信心满满地仰望神。
Let's look up to God with full and solid faith.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
God Father, we thank you.
因为你是信实的神。
For you are